Hi, and welcome to the 15th episode of LEAP titled Asking for Help. I was reading an article in Psychology Today by Jeffrey Davis. Let me give the right credit. Jeffrey Davis wrote this article, and he was talking about the four tips to effectively ask for help. Just want to read a snippet from it. He said, in a society that praises self-help, self-reliance, it is becoming increasingly difficult for us to ask our colleagues, friends, and even our family for the assistance we need. The mere thought of asking for help can eat away at our ego, undermine our confidence, make us question our abilities, and even paralyze us with anxiety. Now, this has been in my spirit heavily to talk about, that it's okay to ask for help in this. And this is what God showed me over the last 6 months. He's been ministering to me on different things that are to occur in the year of 2022. But he said to me, in this next season, you're going to have to ask for help. So me, automatically, being a person not wanting to ask anybody for anything, like I don't want to ask for anything. God has blessed me tremendously. And so if I can, I'm going to do it on my own. I've been like this since I was a child. My mama will tell you that I don't like to hear the word no. And so as a child, I was manipulative because I had a younger sister who was about 3 years younger than me. And I would say stuff to her like, ooh, I sure would like some ice cream. Don't you want some ice cream? Her being younger, of course, she would go and ask my parents, may we have some ice cream? She was so cute. But I would get in trouble because then they would ask, where'd you get that from? And she would say, I want some ice cream. Well, who said it first? And then it would come back to me. And my parents were like, don't do that. If you want something, ask for it. But that was difficult because she was younger and cuter. So therefore, I figured they'd tell her yes. And I would get the no and to go play or something. So I've never liked to hear the word no. But when God said in this next season, you're going to have to ask for help and collaborate with others, I was like, wait a minute, God, couldn't you just give it to me yourself? Like, whatever I don't know, you can teach me. Whatever I can't do, you could help me. You can show me. You can direct me to where I need to go so I could do it myself. But he specifically said, and I know this is for someone else, that in this next season, you're going to have to ask for help. And it's okay to ask for help. God does not want us to be manipulative, but he wants us to respect the no's as well as the yeses. And yes, when you ask people, there will be some yeses, there will be some no's, and there will be some maybe later. You have to have tough skin to say, okay, Lord, you've given me this vision, you've given me this task, you've shown me who to ask, and they said no, or they said maybe later. So now what? You know, go back to the originator that gave you this unction in your spirit, that gave you this desire in your heart of that thing to do. Because in this season, we must produce, and we're gonna have to produce, and everything that we produce is not gonna be produced on our own. So we're gonna have to ask for help. So here's what I did. I thought about this thing. I was like, okay, Lord. So as I was sitting and pondering, God took me back to the garden, right? He takes me back to the garden a lot. In that first chapter of Genesis is the creation story in which he was creating everything. And then he had Adam. Adam was after name and stuff. But then if you go to the second chapter, round about the 18th verse, he looks at Adam and he says, it is not good for man to be alone. So what did he do? He put Adam to sleep and took the rib from his side. He formed his shape. You know, Adam called it woman. So he gave him a helper. He gave him someone to help so he wouldn't be alone. So he would have one of his kind. God is showing us very early on that we're going to need help. We do not journey by ourselves. It is not good to walk alone, that we need help. My spiritual mother says destiny helpers. So we're going to need some destiny helpers to get to our destiny. So listen, I know it brings about some anxiety and you don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. But it's what we must do. It's what we must do. There's no option here. You know, if we're going to be the best versions of ourselves in 2022, we're going to have to rely on the Word of God. The Word of God says, cast all our cares upon Him because He cares for us. So if we have this vision, this dream, this goal, and we ask for help and someone turns us down, then we go back to the originator. We go back to God and we say, hey, God, you told me, you know, I got to call you at your word. How you going to fix this? The other thing is, yes, He's giving you dreams, visions, goals. He's giving you things to do. You have purpose and you must use it to produce. But hey, what He doesn't want you to do is jump the gun. Just because you got a no does not mean abandon that product. It does not mean to abandon what you are doing. Just because you were told no, later, wait, whatever you were told, it does not mean to abandon that. Listen, it does not pop off. It does not happen until it happens the way God showed you. So what am I saying? I'm saying that there may be some products, some things that you are working on that you have not gotten all the players to sign up for. Everybody has not caught the vision. I'm telling you that you do all the work that you can do. And all the yeses do all the work that they can do. And then you place it to the side until that last piece of the puzzle comes. And then you release that thing. See, somebody's saying that, okay, if I'm asking for help, if I'm supposed to produce and I'm asking for help and the help doesn't come, then maybe that project or what I was producing was not supposed to come to pass. That's a lie. We are to listen, embrace, and apply purpose. There are some things that you know that you know that you know. I'm not talking about the things that you're a little wishy-washy on, because those are still things that you need to go back to God about and get confirmation. But I'm talking about the thing you've had for years, the business that you should have opened 5 years ago, the schooling that you should have done 10 years ago, all this. If that continues to be in your spirit and God has confirmed that you're going to do it, call Him at His word and say, Lord, I need you to release that to me now. And I need every player, everything to align. And then we got to have some faith. See, we have faith the size of a mustard seed. We've got to have faith that God knows what He is doing. We have to go to the feet of Jesus and say, hey, Lord, I got to lay this down. I don't like asking people for something. I don't like asking people for anything. I got a pride issue. It hurts my ego. I feel like I am lacking or less than when I am at the mercy of another. This is what I feel, God. I need you to handle it. I need you to work on me. I need you to work on me so that I am able to stay in position to receive all that you have for me. Lord, I want to experience this process well. I want to experience the process the way you designed it for me. And yes, we are people in a society that is a microwave generation. We like things right now. See, the saints of old, the older people, different generations, they would go to God and they would tarry and they would be there for a while in prayer, and they would keep, you know, they would keep on and they would call other people to touch and agree with them and pray for them. We want to pray by ourselves and we want the answer to be right here by the time we finish praying. If that is you, raise your hand, because I'm sitting here raising my hand. That's how I feel, Lord. I feel that, you know, the Lord already knows what I need and what I want. So when it comes out of my mouth, by the time I finish and say amen, voila, it should be right there. That's not how God works. He takes us through a process. And the processes that we're going through right now, we're going to have to ask for help. If you ignore this word, it's going to be hard for you. It's going to be hard. Let's not work harder than we have to in 2022. Let's ask God where we should be and ask Him to line everything up. And when everything does not align exactly the way we saw it, ask Him to give us the grace to wait on Him to put that final piece of the puzzle in there. I pray that this has blessed you. I know this is for somebody. Because when I start sharing stuff that God personally gave to me, and I have to be transparent, I have to be transparent and tell you that I am one who, like, okay, God, you know, come on now. What's up? I am one who is saying, God, I don't want to ask for help. But God is clearly showing me you're going to have to ask for help. Here's the thing. God has assigned destiny helpers to your life to get you to the next point. Everybody's not going to show up and volunteer. That's too easy. We're going to have to go through the process, and we're going to have to open our mouths to receive that which God has for us. Thank God for you. God bless you. Have faith in God and trust the process. Listen, embrace, and apply purpose. I've enjoyed talking to you this day, and I pray that you continue to tune in. Be blessed.